And now, the character you've all been waiting for. Zack. Age not available. One of the first projects Margaret commissioned of Francesca, a playmate. Sometimes silly, sometimes somber, Zack was the best Francesca could make at the time, more so as a demonstration of her abilities than a full-fledged project. Little augments here and there have been made since, and Margaret quickly disposed of Zack when it proved to be neither pretty nor entirely entertaining. Zack has no feelings and never will. All responses are automated, but somewhat sardonic.
There's like 20 auditions for this one. Up first, Dissocia.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief. Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Valkyrie Celeste.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Anapatheria!
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks. If you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to the lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Carnage!
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief. Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvellous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
And who hogs the shatter?
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea and some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very disappointed that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Okay. Faded Phantom!
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could please remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Okay, just a little longer. Gavrok Fevenor.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Shit, I've been crying without a fake British accent.
And heaven incarnate!
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks. If you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
And Lord of the Morning!
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks. If you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Guys, I just heard gunshots. Anyway, Majin Buu 0111 is next.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Okay, after that little scare, Eily Monty is up next.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks! If you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvellous. Miss Button would be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
And the port.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
We're on the home stretch, guys. And up next is Pieface 314.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Maybe I can borrow that guy's gun. Anyway, up next is Rashegula.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvellous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Why are there more? I thought there were only two left. Oh God, Russ, you're next.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Mr. Lorien, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
A dry guy.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
And Seraphim Swordmaster.
Hello, Miss Button. Could I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvellous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Mr. Lorien, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
And sharp cookies.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Sonic Mega. You know, I'm really, really thinking I won't make it to the last critique. That gun, I think I could get it from his hand. Oh yeah, anyway, Sonic Mega.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea? Some cake? Mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button will be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Mr. Lorien, please let me go. I was only doing my service to my lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
And lastly, oh God, finally, the Nation Maker. I've never loved you more.
Hello, Miss Button. Can I interest you in a cup of tea, some cake, mischief? Oh, Mr. Banks, if you could remove your intestines from my feet, that would be simply marvelous. Miss Button would be very displeased that you've exploded so early. Miss DeLorean, please let me go. I was only doing my service to the lady. I never meant to harm you. Getting me swallowed up with you was completely disrespectful.
Okay, Tragatree.
Okay, Dylan.
So, I'm gonna be a hard ass on this one, and if it sounded like it was too human an emotion, I'm gonna like be like, it's too human.
Yeah.
But it's your character, so whatever. Sassia.
Okay. Sassia, I love this because it reminded me of the robot girl in Big O, whose name I cannot recall at the moment, but she has the weird hair. Actually, everyone in Big O has weird hair. Anyway, I love the robotic speech. It's not over the top. It's very subtle, but it's definitely there. You can tell it's not human.
Yeah, you're good at reading monotone. I feel like this is going to be based on voice type and delivery, so I guess they all are, but yeah, good job. Valk, I thought you had too much emotion. It sounded too human to me.
This could have worked if it wasn't a very base level project. But because
yeah, it's like she made this when she was fail at creating things. Or like
she didn't fail at creating things. She
well, like,
try
she didn't know
hard.
What she was doing.
She did
she
it
was
to
was
show
learning.
Off. No. She wasn't learning. She did it to show off. She was like, this is what I can do with what I have with a very small budget.
Okay.
This wasn't that long ago. It's maybe a couple of months ago.
Okay. I didn't like it anyway. It's too human to me.
Appa, you sounded really nice, and you said to the lady instead of my lady or something, or to my lady.
I thought you nailed this one, Appa. For me, I liked it.
I did like it. I have you as one of the bigger plussed people in here. Carnage, I liked your read. It was very servile. It might have been too human. I don't know.
Too human for me.
Yeah, Dylan thought it was too human. Again, if this had been a later project with a bigger budget, she probably would have given it a voice like yours. Drew Ox.
DQ.
Guys, seriously. This is act it. You don't mess with your voice unless...
DQ.
Unless specified.
Waste of time. Too many auditions. Waste
Faded
of time.
Phantom.
I like the way you read as well. A cup of tea and some cake. They didn't sound connected at all, like it was automated, and I thought that was great.
Yeah, and you added a word, please.
Oh, oops.
Galithia.
Too human.
You didn't have much of a personality. If it was too human, that's really sad.
Well, she didn't have any kind of personality, but that's been her acting style tonight.
Gavrok, your voice quality reminds me of, like, of squeaking metal.
Wow.
Which could work for this character.
It was too human on the inflection, but good delivery.
Heaven, you sounded really dark on this. It was very subtle.
Homoerotic. Homoerotic sack. Too human with the speech patterns.
Lord of the Morning, I like that you went with the robot thing.
Nope, too human.
He went with the robot thing.
But the way he said a cup of tea, some cake, his inflection went up. And if it was, they were programmed words, they wouldn't be programmed to...
Okay, Majin, you went kind of darker with this, which I didn't hate. And this is like one of the first times I have heard you not stumbling.
Okay, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
You have got to hit your R's harder because you were like, your sounded like Yoa and service sounded like Soivis. It was like Bugs Bunny. You have to hit your R's harder.
Oh, that's clearly how they talk in Vegas.
Yeah, I guess so. Classy.
Eile Monti.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's like if Francesca had stolen the maid's voice box and put it in a robot.
Too human, well acted, too human.
Yeah. Pot, you...
Human inflections.
Barely sounded like yourself on this, and it blew my mind, but it was
human
too human.
Human inflections.
Pieface, it seemed like you took inspiration from Gladys on this, but you went super musical with the notes,
and it kind of
bugged me.
I loved it. It was.
I liked it, but it kind of bugged me.
I thought so far, though, she's the one that the most got the robot thing up to that point.
Rochelle, I like how you read the please remove from my feet line. You were very matter-of-fact, which was cool.
Here's the thing, Trigatree.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it with human inflections, at least put some acting into it. Don't do it with, like, no, like, dry and human.
I think Rochelle was one of the people who, as far as putting human inflections in, she, like, made it dry, but she also sort of gave it a personality. Maybe it was just on that one line.
Too human.
Russ, I didn't so much like the character on it, but I like how you went on with it.
Too human on O.
Rye Guy, there wasn't a personality, and it wasn't human. I mean, it was human. Seraphim, this reminded me of the Scarecrow character or whatever from Howl's Moving Castle, even though I don't think he talks. Cookies, I like that you went musical on it, but that it was sort of not as musical as Pie Face.
This one was pretty good, I thought.
Yeah. I think you might have stumbled on, like, one part, maybe. Or maybe I'm just remembering you stumbling from other stuff. But I like this, because you went musical, but it wasn't over-the-top musical. It was very programmed.
I feel like musical would be a good substitute for emotions. Like, if she was in a rush and didn't have enough time to, like, devote. So that's why I like Pie Faces.
Sonic Mega, I didn't like this. You did that thing to your voice that I hate, so stop auditioning for my characters like that.
Well, Mega told me he doesn't need acted to tell him he's a good actor.
Okay, if you don't need acted to tell you're a good actor, you also don't need that voice to be a good actor, so give me your real voice.
I thought Nation nailed it. I don't know whether it was...
That's just his acting style. Nation was really creepy.
Yeah, he was creepy.
Which totally worked for the character.
I like how there's a siren right after the gunshot thing, even though it's 4 hours later.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It took them, 15 minutes to respond to a lightning strike, so...
Could be. Top three?
Top three is really difficult. I love Saucia, and either Pieface or Cookies and Nation Maker.
I had Pieface, Nation, and Fate of Phantom.
Okay.
Well, you already have Faded Cast anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I was going to go to bat for her, because I thought that the fact that she didn't make her thing sound connected was, like, really a good choice.
It was.
I don't think anybody else did that. I really liked Pie Face, but, like, here's the thing. The problem with this character is some people that are not very... haven't been really strong tonight are doing well with this character because it doesn't take any, like... You don't have to put any emotion into it.
Yeah, well, no. No. It takes... I think it takes a certain skill to do a character that has little emotion.
No, clearly it does, because not everybody pulled it off, but I'm saying...
Right.
The fact that, like, Pie Face is not great with emotion anyway, and neither is Nation, and neither is, well, I don't know, I'm not going to say that. So, your top three were who? Pie Face, Nation, and Cookies?
Saucia?
I had Pie Face, Nation, and Faded. So it's your character, so it's your call. Here's the thing. Whoever you save, if you save Pie Face or Nation, you're essentially giving them a reprieve, because I don't think either one of them is going to survive the main cut tonight.
I'm not that nice. I'm casting Saucia.
Do you not have Saucia cast already?
I don't have Saucia cast already.
Okay. Saucia. All right. So we have to go deliberate. We'll be back. Okay, thanks.